Taiwan special, episode one for the week, Brexit. I'm not going to talk only about what's going on with Brexit. I'm going to talk about what it means for us. Now, for those of you in Reed Rapids who want to hear me redefine the wheel and what a day means, look, Britain left the EU. It was called Brexit, the British exit. And it's been unofficially like Obamacare, the name Obamacare and Hillary Care. And, you know, well, they're calling it Brexit. OK. There were all these alliance deals that came with being a member of the EU. So you'd get, you know, pass visa-less entry. You know, you could yeah, there was free trade. There was all, you know, stuff like this. If there's nothing to replace any of that, then many of the habits of people dealing between Europe or the EU and Britain, their habits will have to change very quickly. All right. So there's this big worry in Britain about whether or not they're going to get some other sort of a treaty with the EU to replace the privileges that they enjoyed while they were a member of the EU. And all that goes down October 31st. So we're looking at 2 months. Now, Boris Johnson is the new prime minister. And when he came in, he said that a no-deal Brexit was on the table. See, okay, so no-deal Brexit means that October 31st gets here and all the stuff you could do with the EU as a member before, boom, you can't anymore, ha-ha. So that could hurt a lot of companies that have, you know, like you have like company located here, factory in another, you know, country, whatever. Like that could create a lot of problems. People that might have jobs, people that have relationships, family habit, travel habits, whatever. It's going to create trouble for a lot of people. Okay. So they were hoping to have some sort of a deal that would replace the rights and privileges of being a European member after October 31st, when Britain is no longer a member of the EU. All right. Well, Theresa May went to the EU and she hashed out a deal and went back to Britain and said, "To the people of Britain, would you please accept this deal that I have given for the country I love?" Okay, and the people said, "No, we're not interested. No, thank you." And so they got rid of Theresa May because she failed to negotiate a good deal. And then Boris came in, and I love Boris. I love people. He's entertaining. He does crazy things. He's a gadfly. And I kind of like his attitude that no deal needs to be allowed. Okay, I'm not trying to argue about what the politics ought to be. I'm trying to educate you about what's going on. Yes, I'm over here in Asia, but of course I know what's going on in Britain. Hong Kong was British. Remember that. So I would deal with a lot of British stuff being over here when I would be in Hong Kong. All right. So, no deal. What would that mean for you? If, like, was Boris Johnson right? Was he in the right? Was he doing the right thing? Was he exercising good wisdom when he said it's going to be possible for us to have the Brexit without a deal to replace our, you know, what we had before? It's called a no-deal Brexit. We're just, boom, gone. Not Europe anymore. Ha, ha, ha. If you had a company that needed privileges of trade, you've had 2 years to prepare, and we're done now. Ship's sinking, and you're in the lifeboat, or you're in the wreckage at the bottom of the ocean. Look, I go with the position, philosophically here, we always need to be allowed to fail. If we're not allowed to fail, then success isn't really success. I don't know, what was it? Obama gave Joe Biden the Medal of Freedom? What a president would honor the vice president with the Medal of Freedom? It's the highest award a president can give to a civilian. An award is only as valuable as the people that it's given to. If an award is given to people that don't deserve it, then all the people who receive that award are no longer special. When you grant an award to someone, you're saying all the people in the past who've received this reward are as awesome as you are. So if there's an award that's been given for hundreds of years, and then there's some jerk loser who pays you a bunch of money, and then you give him that award, you just said that all the people who've received the award before are no better than him. So failure is part of what defines success. Success means you could have failed, but you didn't. So should teachers be allowed to fail students? If failure is not a possibility, then why try to succeed? Now think about invention. The saying, necessity is the mother of invention. Well, self-improvement is not the mother of invention. Necessity is the mother of invention. We invent and innovate. We create new ideas for business, technology, whatever, because we need it. Not because we just want to do better and improve ourselves. Interesting factoid for you. Back in the day, when Amway first went into China, the Amway guys weren't allowed in China to talk about this concept of financial freedom. See, in America, Amway will try to sell you, you need financial freedom. Okay, I got financial freedom. Not allowed to talk about freedom in China. So their selling point in China was improving yourself. We need to improve ourselves. I want to improve myself. I'm a better person because, that was the sales pitch for Amway in China, because they're not allowed to talk about freedom. So in China, they're not allowed to talk about freedom, but they're allowed to talk about improving themselves. Well, who had the better technology? Very easy fail-proof test for who has better innovation and invention. The one that steals the technology, or the one who has the technology stolen from. People only steal something of value. In the luxury business, a luxury brand, by some standards, people will say that a luxury brand isn't a luxury brand unless it has rip-off, knock-off copycats. Unless someone is trying to illegally mimic your brand, using your logo without your permission and putting it on garbage that you didn't make, unless someone's trying to copy you and make like a semi half. Unless someone's trying to copy you or plagiarize you, you aren't really that good, because people only steal something worth stealing. So if no one's trying to steal your stuff, then you must not have good stuff. Okay, so China forces companies to give them their technology if it's going to be made in China. So who obviously has the better technology? Well, the ones that would be forced to give it, because they're the ones that have something worth taking. Okay, so it's a very simple explanation about where, invention, necessity, how these all play together. In America, we have freedom, and freedom isn't free. We have to work in order to preserve what we have. We live in a republic, if you can keep it. We have to keep and maintain and preserve our freedoms lest they fail. So we seek freedom as the alternative to failure, because failure is an option. Necessity is the mother of invention. We invent new things because we don't want to fail. We need new things, and it drives us forward. In China, they're guaranteed that they won't fail because they have a communist government to give them some sort of money or something or other. And in China, they're not allowed to talk about freedom, only improving themselves. And improving yourself will not give you new wonderful ideas all by itself. I'm all for self-improvement. But self-improvement itself is not enough to motivate us and drive us forward if we aren't allowed to have freedom or to fail. If you're not allowed to be fully free, and you're not allowed to fully fail, if you don't have those two options, you're not really going to become awesome. You're going to have the training wheels forever. And you won't fall down, but you won't go fast either. You'll never win the race. Training wheels prevent you from being your best. And so, you know, unless no deal is a real option, whatever Britain's relationship is with the EU, it will not be its best if it's guaranteed to exist some way. There has to be the option for no deal, or it won't be what's best. Now, I've got a prediction. I think they're going to have the Brexit without a deal. And then I think people are going to look around and they're going to look at all the problems and they're going to come up with ideas for a deal with the EU that they never would have thought of before. The ideas that weren't in the Theresa May deal. I think that they're going to have the Brexit. There isn't going to be a deal. And all of a sudden, within a year, there will be a proposed deal. Within 2 years, surely it will be passed. Okay, here I'm on the record making a prediction. And that deal will contain things that Theresa May never even thought of. And she might even say so. And eventually, I think that she'll be happy with it. Because I believe Theresa May really does want to help her country. It's just that she's not willing to make the tough calls to do it. But, you know, that type of ambiguity is very classic British politics. They don't want anyone to take too strong of a stance. You know, they kill people like William Wallace. Boris Johnson's the type of person that gets crucified. Boris Johnson might take them right through a Brexit. I don't think so. I don't think it'll be that fast. But I mean, Winston Churchill got fired from as being prime minister right after he won the war. The British do not want any strong leadership unless they're desperate. And it goes back to it. Britain didn't put in the leader who would defeat the Nazis until the Nazis had almost defeated them. They had Chamberlain in there before Winston came along. So failure must be a pragmatic, palpable possibility, or else nothing will happen. Nothing good will come if failure isn't an option. Now think about this for a minute. What's the motive of people that would say, we want to make sure that when we leave the EU, when we have the Brexit, there will be a deal. We must guarantee a deal. If a deal is guaranteed, that would mean that Britain would have to play by the EU's rules. Okay, so it's like this. In business, personal life success, a lot of times I'll say that what holds us back from our success is that one thing that we think we've got to have. And when you meet with your gurus or your mentors or your life coaches and you talk through that and you say, you know, if you realize, no, I don't need that. That is a want, not a need. And it's not something I'm guaranteed to have. And you let it go. That's when your life can become awesome. You're free from those artificial expectations and you're able to go forward with the next phase of your life and actually have your breakthroughs that you're looking for. You need to be willing to let stuff go. And if I've got to have this deal, I've got to have it. Well, then the EU controls them. And who would say that? Who would say, well, we must have some sort of a deal. We don't want to be leaving the European Union without some sort of a replacement deal because of the great things that would be at stake. Who would say those types of things? The happy fat cats who have their little piles of gold that they got their little golden treasure. And with the status quo, they're fine. But if everything gets turned upside down, they won't know what to do. And they could lose their little fortunes that they don't know how they got because they were inherited or whatever. So it's like usually the people that want to compromise are the ones that have large fortunes to lose if failure happens. The people saying we must have a deal are the ones who have a lot of money that they'd lose. They have their own financial investments. If not at least for politics, they're the type of politicians who don't know how to negotiate, who don't know how to stand up and make sure that something happens. So if, you know, I mean, in principle, you can't let someone else bully you. If Britain says, well, we've got to have some sort of a deal, they would be allowing the EU to bully them. In fact, the EU said once Britain rejected Theresa May's deal proposal, the EU said, you British are, of course, welcome to come back to EU if you don't like to have the idea of a no deal Brexit. You know, I really think that the EU leadership will reject any deal that the British people offer, any, because they're hoping to strong arm and scare the British people and bully them into coming back in. I think that's what's really going on. And I think that Boris Johnson is doing everything he can do to make sure that strong arming doesn't happen. Now, something very interesting has happened here. The Queen, I don't know what it's called in British, but I'm trying to explain this to American audience. So forgive my lack of reverence. Of course, you know, the Queen herself, when they buzzed her with the X on Britain's Got Talent, she acted like she just farted in the room. So since Her Majesty has a sense of humor, I'll call it the Queen talk. Look, just how the president gives a State of the Union, the Queen has her Queen talk. And she gives this, it's a state of, I don't know, the state of whatever. And the state of the Queen, Her Majesty, the Queen gives a Queen talk. And Boris Johnson has basically closed down Parliament for most of the time, just about half, a little over maybe, between now and when the Brexit must happen, October 31st. And he says he's doing this because the Queen's going to give her Queen talk. And she's going to propose some new laws, and he wants Parliament to be able to think it over. Now, he did not force the Queen to give her Queen talk. And if the Queen really wanted Parliament to be negotiating and arguing over everything, she would refuse to give her Queen talk until after Brexit to give them time to negotiate. I'm not saying that there's some sort of a conspiracy here. I'm saying it really looks like there's some people that know a lot of stuff that's going on. The EU is, it's this international group that's got its fingers in more stuff than many companies ever could. The EU has their fingers in more things than Disney. And look what Disney's done to everything it touches. And, you know, so it's like, you know, people complain about how Star Wars is bad. Well, Disney is the one that messed it up because they think that they don't need to hire good directors. You know, all that director's too expensive. Get rid of him. That's going to affect the quality of the movie, dude. But when you're one of these, oh, let's be comfortable, oh, let's make sure nothing ever fails types of managers, you don't realize that it matters how you run things. You can't have just any old Brexit deal. It's got to be a good deal or no deal. And if you don't take that route, you're going to Disneyfy everything. And just how Disney destroys everything, so does the EU, which is why the whole Brexit was able to be pushed through Britain in the first place. People will say that they lied to the people about Brexit, but let's say that they lied to the people to get the Brexit deal passed in Britain. Even with the lie, the Brexit would not have been possible if the EU wasn't destroying stuff. You've got to have a good deal or no deal. You have to keep no deal on the table anywhere in your life, because otherwise you're letting other people bully you around, and they'll never be forced to get something good. I think that it is going to go through with a no deal. And I think that Boris Johnson and Her Majesty the Queen both understand how evil Europe is, that they believe. I think they're wise to the fact that the EU is not going to accept any deal because the EU is trying to strong arm the British people into staying. And I think, if there were a deal that the people would accept, and if the EU were to pass it, that'd be great. There is a deal on the table. There is the EU is allowed to approve a deal that the people of Britain would want. They're allowed to. No one's stopping them from doing that. No one's stopping Parliament from approving the deal on the table in Britain. No one's stopping the EU from approving a deal that the British people would want. No one's stopping that. But I think that it's not the British people who need to be persuaded. I think it's the EU that needs to be persuaded. And I think that the Queen and the Prime Minister Boris Johnson know that. And so they're saying, no, it's going to be a good deal or it's going to be no deal. And we're not going to somehow manage to go back into that EU monster. And I think then it's going to be the EU that has its change of heart and says, okay, all right, we will be willing to work with some sort of a deal with those of you in the British Isles. That is coming. That is coming. So I don't know. You know, I mean, that's my general thought. You've got to allow no deal. Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk about what's happening in Hong Kong and how I myself have put myself on the line a little bit about this police thing. But you have to be willing to take your stand. You have to be willing to take the fall. You have to be willing to get hit, and you will get hit. You will. That was part of my point for the week. You will get hit. But are you going to get hit because you stood for what was right and the bad guys hit you? Or are you going to get hit because you're just going to lay down and let bad guys walk all over you and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow? I mean, you know, this idea that, oh, you've got to have a deal or else we're not going to leave. If you're going to do that, that type of thinking is what makes bullies like China and the EU get gargantuan in the first place. You've got to stand up to people. And it's really, really what comes down to this. If we're going to let other people boss us around, then bossing people around is virtuous. If we're the good guys for being bossed around, why not let the bullies get the chance at being the good guys and let us boss them around? If it's so good and benevolent what those bullies are doing, we want our turn to be good and benevolent and tell them what to do. Why is it that obedience and following, letting someone else make all the decisions always has to be a one-way street? Well, you can't boss other people around. That's right. You can't just boss me around. So look at the two-way street of how things work. There's this desire to surrender. It goes like dominoes. You know, the bully starts bullying people, and then other people will say, hey, don't stand up to that bully. That bully's bullying me, and I tried to defeat him, but I couldn't. So you've gotta not fight him either. And if you fight the bully, then your friends will bully you, even though they don't agree with the bully. They agree with the bullying. And I've been over here in Asia, and just what China's doing in Hong Kong, what you see, that's part of their Confucius-made culture. It's a Confucian culture, Confucius, the philosopher. It's this idea that you've got to let other people absolutely tell you what to do without question, and you obey it. And especially family and leaders and bosses would do this. And it's why they can get away with such a low pay rate. And it's why they don't have innovation. They're obeying instead of thinking. And so in that culture is in Taiwan, and it bullies people. And a lot of Americans come over here and they get bullied by it. They try to stand up to it and they fail. And then they believe it. And there are a lot of Westerners over here in Taiwan that will attack you if you try to stand up to the bullying from the Chinese culture. Now, more and more, the young people in Taiwan don't want it anymore. And the young people, not the Westerners who should know better, but the young people are standing up to it. So I've seen it over here and I've seen it everywhere. So we're talking about, you have keeping no deal as a real possibility on the table is the way to stand up to a bully. See you tomorrow.